I don't suppose they could put one in a barn, unless it was an awful big barn, a two-story one or something. I don't know. I don't know much about farming, I'll tell you. I don't know too much about it.
Well, did you ever see a covered haystack just riding around in the country or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you call that?
Covered with tarpaulin. It's just a covered haystack.
And what about cows on the farm? How do they keep those? How many cows did you keep?
Oh, just one. We never had, just for our own use. We just had one.
So where do they keep on the farm? Same thing?
Same thing. Same thing.
Call a stable there too?
I guess so. Barn. No, they call them barns. They call them stables. They call them barns.
Well, besides the barn, would they have a place like on a farm or something where they might keep the cows for milking purposes?
Well, they do. Oh, yes, they would have to, because to get them in, they have to have a big enough barn in a dairy. Have a dairy barn or something like that.
Oh, a dairy. So is that a type of barn or what is that?
Oh, a dairy barn is, yes, different. It's different because, see, they use milking machines nowadays and they have these dairy barns.
Well, when you speak of a dairy, do you mean a commercial operation or?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. A processing plant or the barn itself?
No, the barn itself. That's where they milk the cows. In the dairy barn, that wouldn't be the...
Well,
they don't process the milk on these dairy barn, these dairy farms. See, the milk is picked up in these big milk tanks. You go by these dairy, well, you see they have these dairy farms around here, and you go by and see these big 5-gallon milk cans sitting out, see? And then the trucks come by and pick them up, and then they take it in and wherever they have the creameries, and they're processed there and then boxed where you get them from your dairy, from your grocery shop.
Oh, I see. Well, did you ever hear of a fenced-in place in the edge of a pasture or something, or maybe in the lot or something, where they would keep the cows overnight before they milked them?
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
You ever heard it called like a milk gap or a cow pen or anything like that?
Cow pen, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a milk gap, cow pen.
What would that be?
Just be a cow pen. Of course, I don't know anything about that because we never had but one cow. But at night, we always put her in there.
What was it like?
What, her stall? Well, nothing, just a stall with that and with some hay so she could lay down on it if she wanted to.
Did you ever have hogs?
No.
And where did you keep things cool when you didn't have refrigeration?
We had out there on the back porch, we had a shelf and we drew water out. But we had a wonderful well, cold well, we had a deep well. And we would, we had a shelf with a tin container in it, and we would draw water up out of the well, cold water, and put the milk down in there. Set it on the back porch, covered.
Oh, that would keep it
mm-hmm. Keep it cool.
What'd you call that place there?
You got me there. I can't remember.
I didn't know if it had a name.
I don't know. I don't know whether it had a name. We just kept it out there till we got to where we got ice delivery.
Oh, you got it.
Uh-huh. And then we had a refrigerator. The ice man came every morning, you know.
Did you ever hear of a place like out on a farm or in town even, near a stream or something where they might have a little place dug out there to keep things cool?
Yeah, I don't know what they call it. This farm I'm telling you about, I used to go out there to visit. Out there on the Elkhart Highway, they had a creek down behind the house with a spring. Spring house. That's what they call it. Yeah, comes back to me. And if I hadn't thought of it in years.
What about potatoes or turnips or something? Where'd they store those in the winter?
Well, you put them someplace where they'd be dry.
So you uh-huh. in your house?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know if they. Someone told me one time about burying or something.
No, I don't know. We just brought it. We had a big storeroom closet across the back. I didn't tell you about that because it's been gone for so many years. Off the back porch over this way, that's where we kept things like that, and things that we didn't use all the time. Just a storeroom back there. It's been gone so many years.
Well. The lot out here that you mm-hmm. spoke of, is that where you fed the animals and everything?
Well, part of it was the garden, and part of it was the cow lot.
Was it fenced separately?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, we had to have the garden fenced up to keep the cow out of it. No, yes, we had a garden, and we had a cow lot.
But together, there was the lot.
Yeah, huh. And the back lot, just the back.
Well, where did you let them out to graze?
Yeah, all down here.
What do you call that?
I don't know. Just...